Good morning. Welcome to the morning devotion for March 8, 2010. My name is Martin Drummond. Today we're considering the long arm of the Lord. Even the very faithful people have times when they're not very faithful, including that Old Testament poster child of faith named Moses. Numbers 11 tells of when Moses couldn't grasp how God was going to feed the griping Hebrews with so much meat that they'd have it coming out of their nostrils. Even if all the flocks and herds were slaughtered in the Hebrew camp, or all the fish in the sea were caught for them, it wouldn't be enough, Moses said. It was, to say the least, a tension-filled moment involving the promise of God. But notice God didn't respond with a lecture. Instead, he responded with a question. Is the Lord's arm too short? God said. Oh my. Of course, Moses shouldn't have doubted the God who spoke from a burning bush, who provided all the miracles of the plagues, who parted the Red Sea, who behaved miraculously and powerfully on Mount Sinai, who provided water from desert rocks, and so on, and so on, and so on. But Moses did doubt, partially because he was worn down emotionally and spiritually by the countless malcontents in the camp, and partially because he was still struggling to transcend his human nature of wanting to control people in a constructive manner. You know, this happens to every Christian at one time or another. We fall into moments of doubt about the promises of God. We doubt the length of his arm. Now, Satan tells believers that the Lord's arm is too short and cannot deliver on promises. And so, believers, including ourselves, sometimes resort to lying or to resenting rather than forgiving or to stealing from God's tithe offering or to cheating on timesheets or to cheating on school exams or cheating mentally on our wedding vows or to compromising spiritually or to hoarding when we should be giving or to all sorts of misbehaviors. Let's remember that the Hebrews did end up with more meat than they needed. And they did reach the point of being sick of the meat they so desperately begged for. The Bible is a record of the Lord's long arm. God's word has never come up short. He will reach wherever he needs to in order to keep his promises. Listen, my friend, the same divine arms that reached around all the quail flocks in Egypt and shooed them to the Hebrew camp can reach his arms around the blessings or strength or mercy that you need and bring them to you at the time they'll do the most good. Will you trust God's long arms and forgive others so that he'll free you from the anchors of resentment? Will you trust God's long arms and trust that any calamity he allows to come upon you is part of a larger sanctified plan to prepare you for greater blessings, whether only in heaven or perhaps on earth too? Will you trust God's long arms and give 10% of your gross income to ministry work so that God will see your faith in him and provide amply for your life on earth? What a great day that will be when your earthly trust in God's long arms will be transformed into the heavenly reality of God's long arms hugging you to his chest. As always, I love you, Martin.